This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features there on us for free. That's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started out talking about the Viper teams that are swooping in across the train stations and the bus stations and apparently the ports as well. And, well, basically shaking everybody down and doing what they're doing in the airports, in bus stations and train stations. And, of course, the mainstream media reporting it in just this, I guess, worshipful style. Is the
same sycophant
sort of
thing that they do. Yeah.
That's a good word. And we played a clip from one of the mainstream media sources on this, and there's another source here, Democratic Herald, or DemocratHerald.com. Four Transportation Security Administration agents spent Sunday and Monday at Albany Station observing passengers traveling by train or bus. Their visit was not triggered by Friday's arrest of a former Oregon State student in connection with a failed bombing at Pioneer Courthouse Square and a Sunday morning arson fire at a mosque in Corvallis, according to the spokesman from Salt Lake City, Utah. Rather, it was previously scheduled stop by what are known as the Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Teams that are deployed nationwide. A Viper team may return to Albany around Christmas, according to one of the agents. He said that their visits are scheduled long in advance. We work with local law enforcement agencies to enhance security at mass transit, aviation, and rail modes. Asked if the Viper team deployments are common, he said, well, they're not uncommon. The teams vary in size and the amount of time they spend in a community. They might include federal air marshals, TSA officers, or certified canine teams, surface transportation security inspectors, and local law enforcement officers. According to the TSA, Viper teams were developed after the Madrid train bombings in 2004. They originally focused on key transportation facilities in urban areas such as New York City, Los Angeles, and Boston. So there you have them telling you that they have already expanded this program. The Viper program starting in major cities in what they call key transportation facilities, now expanding to, not as major cities like Tampa and Albany. Baird said that in the last 18 months, Viper teams have been deployed more than 1,800 times nationwide, from small communities in rural Montana and Idaho to metropolitan cities on the East Coast. The goal is to provide a visible deterrent. It creates an element of unpredictability, disrupt terrorist-type activities. Team members in plain clothes might ride a train or bus from one destination to another, while others may be in uniform to help provide a visible show of force. Baird said they do all kinds of things, but mainly they walk among the passengers and provide an element of deterrent. There are unpredictable situations that may come up at the rail platform. He said Viper staff regularly deal with illegal activities, but declined to say whether any have been involved with averting potential terrorist threats. That's because they haven't. You don't have anything to point to. So, of course, he's not going to point to anything.
Sounds legit, though, huh?
If they had anything to point to, they'd be screaming it from the rooftops.
Of course they would.
Hey, look, we caught a terrorist. See, we're not totally ineffective.
And that's what they try to do when the FBI busts somebody like this guy in Oregon that they mentioned. For attempting to bomb a Christmas tree gathering, a decorating of a Christmas tree in the Portland area. Turns out that the real story is the government basically talked him into it. There's further details on that particular story. We had speculated some of it, and when you dug in, when I think it was Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com dug into the government's own papers, there was some suspiciously missing information. Like for instance, at one point when they supposedly recorded his intentions that were very, very naughty, according to the feds, they accidentally didn't. Apparently, the recording.
Right, they recorded everything else. They didn't record that.
Well, they claimed they tried to record it, but something failed with their recording equipment on that one most key of recording opportunities.
You'd think they'd ask the question again then.
You would think, but it's easier for them to get a conviction when they can just speculate based on, when the judge can just convict somebody based on what an agent says versus what the actual physical evidence is. And again, there's more detail coming out now from friends of this young man who are saying that, yeah, this guy was set up. We pointed out that he had actually tried to go to Alaska to get a job, and the government prevented him from getting on an airplane because he was on a no-fly list. So he was stuck where he was. They actually sent the FBI to interrogate him at that particular time. And then afterwards, his undercover agents he was talking to, they told him, oh, don't, you know, we're going to take care of you. We're going to buy you an apartment. We're going to rent an apartment for you. Here's $3,000. Go rent an apartment and then wait, await further instructions. And they basically talked this guy into doing something he might otherwise have never had the gumption to do.
They made it so he couldn't get a job, and then they gave him, bribed him with money.
In fact, according to the AP, a defense attorney and his friends suspect that the teenager was set up, groomed, and talked into a plot to detonate what he thought were six 55-gallon drums of explosives in a van. The prosecutors, led by Attorney General Eric Holder, plunged into what turned out to be a government, or say that he plunged into what turned out to be a government sting, dismissing talk of backing out and also exulting the mayhem he expected as Portlanders gathered by the thousands last week for a Christmas tree lighting celebration. He was told that children were potentially going to be harmed, according to the Attorney General, as the 19-year-old native of Somalia appeared in court and his defenders attacked the government's case.
They say he's a native of Somalia. They don't mention that he's a U.S. citizen.
Outside the courtroom, a man who has played basketball with Mohamud said the teenager wouldn't have gotten involved in the plot without encouragement from the FBI. 20-year-old Muhaid El Nasser said, if you talk with someone enough, they'll be convinced they need to do something, especially a younger person who doesn't really even know who he is yet. He was among a small number of people gathered outside the federal court building about a five-block walk from what the government alleges was the target of the bomb plot last week, Pioneer Courthouse Square. Inside the courthouse, public defender Stephen Sadie was advancing similar arguments as he entered a not guilty plea on behalf of Mohamud. Public defender focused on the FBI's failed attempt to record a first conversation between Mohamud and an FBI undercover operative. In the cases involving potential entrapment, it's the initial meeting that matters, Sadie said, as he asked a judge to order the government to preserve recording equipment that was involved so that defense experts could examine it. And the judge did so. And in Washington, Holder defended the FBI sting, saying that once the undercover operation began, Mohamud chose at every step to continue with the plot. Prosecutors say agents let the plot string out to its end with Mohamud feverishly dialing a cell phone number that he thought would touch off the bomb so that they could gather enough evidence to support the single charge that he faces, which is the attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. The weapon, of course, which was provided to him by the federal government, the entire thing set up by the federal government. They are essentially accomplices to his act of attempted murder.
Right, and you know, I think that that really sums it up. I'm not making excuses for this kid. If he was out, you know, believing that he was pushing this button that was going to blow up a van to kill people, I feel nothing in my heart, you know, bad about this. However, what if I were to do what these police officers did, I would be considered an accessory. So I don't believe that these people should be free from the onus of what they've done. They've corralled this guy. I think that a better person wouldn't have been put in these situations. But, you know, at the same time, this guy likely feels that there's a war going on and he's on the losing side.
Go ahead, Sean.
Let's assume he did know what was going to happen. He intended to do this. This is what he was after. He wanted to blow up all these people. Would he have had the knowledge to create a bomb without the FBI?
Certainly not like this. Not very likely.
So it would have just been some guy who wants to do bad things, and that's not a crime unless he does those bad things. He would
have
no means.
You would think. I mean, logically, that makes sense, Sean, but because apparently he was set up and the federal government put him in a position where he could have done something bad, that's good enough to arrest him. Because even though he didn't actually do anything bad, this is the new world. This is the new court system, the new government system where, you know, they can screw you over for what they call conspiracy charges. Where if you just think about doing something, you just talk about doing something, it's a crime. Sound crazy? It's been that way for a long time. Conspiracy to distribute marijuana, conspiracy to distribute, you know, all kinds of drugs. People have been charged with that for years. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there on the site totally free. Oh, and those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Christmas season coming up. Those young ones that are on the Christmas list, How about a book about liberty? An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children. I read it to my son Jack all the time. He loves it. He, instead of An Island Called Liberty, he calls it Libby. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there before you buy, and then order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
Let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, a roadblock apparently snags thousands of people, so-called safety checkpoint. We'll tell you what they were actually checking for here in a moment. And first, though, we go to your thoughts, your calls, and go to, do we have David? Do we take David in New Hampshire? We did take him, didn't we? I don't recall. I'm spaced out here. David, New Hampshire, are you there? Thanks for the help, guys.
I'm glad
you're not paying attention either. David in New Hampshire going once.
I'm here.
Hey, David. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just going to add some info, which I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's correct, but you all can use your crack research team. Maybe they can find out. Or maybe you already know. But anyway, here it is. Did you hear that fellow that the FBI set up? His father was very concerned about him being involved in, like, crazy things, that his father actually called the FBI on him. Did you all hear anything?
No,
like
I didn't hear that part, no.
I think that's what I heard. I didn't do the major research, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And that's what got the ball rolling or something. Something like that. That's
well,
that's
not what got the ball rolling. My understanding. Okay, so you're saying that happened before he even contacted the alleged undercover agents?
My understanding is that the father called the FBI because he was bothered by his son's activities.
Boy, I'd be very interested to know. I'd be interested to know at what point in the entire spectrum of the case did that occur. And David, thank you for the call and the heads up on that. Regardless of and thank you for the call. Regardless of at what point the father called, it's still disturbing. So if you think about it like this, like if the father called after this young man was supposedly fallen in with the terrorists, who weren't really terrorists, they were actually the FBI agents who were sending him emails and posing as though they were terrorists. So if it were after that, and like he'd come across one of those emails, let's say, and like found his son was talking with terrorists on the internet, and he calls the FBI to give them a heads up, you'd think that what they would do would somehow intervene and like save this young man from being recruited by the terrorists. But of course, the FBI wanted to convict him,
right?
You know, so
that's what they do,
right? They're not interested in protecting or serving you if you are useful to them as somebody who's a dupe. That they can get to run this fake operation and then arrest and charge with a federal weapons of mass destruction crime, as they've done, then they're not going to help you. They're not going to intervene in some positive way that's going to keep your family together, that's going to keep you protected and, you know, possibly pull you back from the brink of the terrorism abyss. No, they're going to feed into this. They're going to jump in and they're going to do what they can to get a conviction because, boy, they want to make it look like they're actually doing something. And if looking like they're doing something costs somebody their life in prison, well, they're willing to do that.
But they still go home.
Right, because they don't have to pay the price. So even if it was after he'd already gotten involved with the so-called terrorists who are actually undercover FBI agents when the dad called the FBI out of concern, because that's why he's calling. He's calling out of concern for his son. He's not calling because he wants to see his son go to jail. He's calling because he thinks
it's
that
possible
they can help.
That's what he wants. I would like to
what
know
what father would want that.
I don't know. There's some of them
not
out there that would. I'd be interested in seeing. You know, what was he thinking at this time? Because a lot of people do call the cops for help.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what their idea of help is entirely different than the idea of what the police officers or law enforcement officers have in their minds as the idea of help.
Right. And if he had called,
this is a tip as far as they're concerned, and they'll use it however they wish.
If he'd heard things, let's presume he called before this whole thing touched off. Let's presume that it was his call that started the government into investigating this young man and setting him up, that it was his dad that did that. That's even worse, because then his dad, again, I'm presuming that he had most fatherly instincts to protect his son, presuming his dad was calling for that purpose of, well, my son, I think I'm worried about some of the things he's been saying. I'm worried that he might do something, and I want you to investigate him or whatever. Again, calling for the purpose of some sort of an intervention to, you know, put a stop to this. Oh, well, thanks for the tip, Pops. Well, then they take that information and then they use it to recruit the young man. Then they know who they can go after at that point.
They got somebody who's soft.
Yeah. It's very disturbing. Yeah. So whichever point it happened, it's disturbing to me. 800-259-9231. Essentially, they turn this young man into a tool for publicity for their agency. They've used his life for the purposes of expanding their bureaucracy and for the purposes of getting mainstream media press coverage for what they've allegedly protected us all from, which is something they created in the first place. Let's continue here and talk to, I believe we've got Dylan on the line in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dylan?
Well, about that Somali kid, the letters, scenarios will happen.
Uh-oh, I think we've got a bad connection. I'm going to put Dylan back on hold. Maybe he'll clear up, get into a better cell. In the meantime, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to, apologize for getting so excited last night. I guess I was a little belligerent and boisterous.
I don't even remember, Jeremy.
No, Jeremy, the reason that we let you go a little quickly is the same reason tonight that we might do the same thing is there's a bad connection.
Yeah, your phone's has gotten really
your
bad.
Your phone's really warbly. Whatever actions that you're apologizing for, we didn't feel any kind of bad feelings for them. It's just that the audio's bad, and that's an issue.
Did you drop your phone in the toilet or something? Is everything okay over there?
I switched phone services, and I guess that's kind of bad. I decided to go free market pay-as-you-go, because all these cell phone companies here in Alaska are, totally unorganized and screwed, so I just went to Radio Shack and bought another phone.
Tell us what you were calling about tonight, Jeremy.
Well, I was wanting to talk a little bit about several things, like this guy, Assange, and then the other kid that the FBI and the CIA and possibly Interpol are demonizing, they're demonizing patriots by the day, and I'm a militia member, and we're getting sick and tired of it, man, and
I hear where you're coming from. I don't know if, violence is the solution. I don't know if that's what you were suggesting. But we got to let you go.
Thanks. Militia members aren't necessarily violent. They're just guys with guns.
More coming up here. If I understand the frustration, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing storing food, plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there, completely free. Features, by the way, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you back to late 2006. So years worth, all free for you over at freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your first month completely free. They also have a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and $100 Google AdWords credit. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
You know, we were just talking with Jeremy in Alaska, and he didn't have the best connection, but he was expressing some of his concern over a lot of the, you know, like the FBI busting this, setting up and busting this kid in Oregon, this young man in Oregon. And what was the other thing that he mentioned? Was he talking about the TSA as well?
Well, he was talking about militias, but I...
Well, right. He said he was very upset about what the government was doing and that, you know, he's frustrated and, you know, wanted to join a militia or had already joined a militia. And I can understand the frustration. I can. I think that you're right in saying, Mark, that militias aren't necessarily using violence. They just train on violent ways to supposedly defend themselves. I just don't believe that being in that particular... I guess being in that kind of environment is healthy for a peaceful mindset.
Well, I wouldn't disagree. I certainly don't know what it's like to be in whatever militias that one is in. I think that it's, you know, it's fine for people to own weapons if that's what they want to do.
I think you're likely to run across the kind of person in a militia who is going to want to use violence.
I think more importantly is the way the federal government will paint you if you're part of a militia.
I'd say there's a good chance you'll run into a federal agent who wants you to use violence if you're as part of a militia.
Agreed. I mean, but if you look at the big standoffs that have existed here in the United States, they've all been with people that are, you know, of the militia mindset, people that want to see freedom around guns. Not saying that I don't want to see freedom around guns. It's just not, it's not the only freedom out there, you know?
Which reminds me, I saw a copy of Guns and Weed last night.
You gave it to me. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah, it was very good. Of course, if you've been listening for the last few weeks, we had Nima V on, Nima Vidati, and he teamed up with Michael Dean out there in Montana to put together what is a feature-length documentary. It's about an hour and 40 minutes, and it really does a great job of addressing not only prohibition of both guns and weed/drugs, but also gets into a number of other freedom-related areas and has a very positive message that's important. So we'll probably tell you more about that as it gets closer to being released. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Oh, and a quick reminder, it's voting time. If you voted yesterday at the Podcast Awards for Free Talk Live, you can vote again. So go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the news and politics section, or rather politics/news section, select Free Talk Live, fill out your name and email information, and submit your ballot. And you can do it once a day between now and the 15th. And if you want a full voting guide as to how the other liberty-oriented shows you can vote for in the Podcast Awards, because we're not the only ones that are in there in different categories, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. And the most recent update there has those details in it. So let's continue here with your thoughts. Dylan is with us, and hopefully in a better cell on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, I wanted to point out that with respect to the Somali kid, the latter situation is what happened. His father called the FBI, and that's what got them looking into his email. And he was having conversations with people in Pakistan, and that's what he wanted to go to Alaska for, was to earn the money necessary for him to go fight with his brothers in Pakistan, his religious brothers, you know.
Right, so he was going to, it's an important point to bring up, originally, if he had actually done what he was originally planning to do, he would have left the country and gone and fought some sort of jihad in another country. But the FBI managed to talk him into blowing up some Americans.
Right. They turn him into a domestic terrorist, and it's purely for PR reasons. It's purely so that the Oregon FBI task force could look like they were fighting real terrorists. Whether he would have accomplished anything or not, it's immaterial because they really put him up to it. I mean, from the very beginning, it was an FBI operation. But I think that, you know, you're talking about the militia stuff and the likelihood that you would run into a federal agent who would try to coerce you or convince you or whatever into doing some violence. I think the lesson to learn from that situation is really violence is not the way to do it, you know. Like, it's just really not the way to change things. The government is they know how to do violence, whether it's on a mass level of war or whether it's planning these terrorist activities. I mean, the plan this kid was supposed to execute was entirely concocted by the FBI. They provided him with the means and the opportunity and the dummy bomb, the whole deal. So, I mean, just don't engage in violence. That's not the way to change things.
Right.
Absolutely.
And all they had to do with this kid is get him to push a button on a cell phone. And that one little step cost him likely the rest of his life in prison or darn close to it. And I'm not, you know, I don't feel terrible for this kid, but I do think that
I feel bad that he got suckered and duped. Yeah, I feel bad for him there.
He was going to go over and
allegedly
fight. You know, maybe. I mean, look, this is what happens when you're violent. I don't expect me to feel bad for you if you're you know, a person who
hasn't
wants to
been
put
violent
bullets
yet.
In people.
He hadn't been violent yet. Mark, you at one point wanted to put bullets in people, but you managed to pull back from that.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a good chance that he could have
very least.
There's a good chance he could have gone to Alaska and found, you know, a nice young lady and settled down and decided, you know, changed my mind about going on the jihad.
Could happen, but it didn't.
At the very least, if he had had managed to execute his original plan and travel to Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever, he would have been fighting at least, you know, people with the intention of fighting. He would have been up against armed soldiers on an actual battlefield in Afghanistan. So that's far better than trying to blow up innocent civilians unaware that they are the target of some kind of terrorist operation, you know. And
I agree.
And I wanted to point out something else, that this is not the first time the FBI has done this. They've done it quite a few times. They did it earlier in the year with that guy, Sammy Samir, who was going to blow up a Dave Matthews concert Wrigleyville in Chicago. But even this goes back even further, and one of the most frightening things is the 1993 World Trade Center bombing was an FBI operation. They had an FBI, a paid informant. He was an Egyptian former military guy. He was a paid informant, and he was involved with the planners of the World Trade Center bombing in 1993, and he expected them to ultimately give the plotters a dummy bomb, a fake bomb, and do the very same thing, you know, intervene at the last minute while they were trying to blow it up. But the FBI, whether intentionally or through ineptitude, they allowed them to obtain real explosives and then blow them up. And it killed six people and injured thousands. I was in New York that day. I was actually on my way to the World Trade Center. I just missed it because I got caught up in looking at a museum. But, you know, it's real close to home for me. But the point is, I mean, in the end, they actually hired that guy as their chief witness and a consultant in solving the crime. Well, of course, because he told them all about it in advance, and he'd recorded literally hundreds of hours of his conversations with multiple FBI agents, and it proves that they had foreknowledge of the whole thing. They knew who was going to do it. They knew when they were going to do it, and he was trying to get them to stop it.
Yep.
And they didn't.
It's all true. Dylan, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but I bet you that didn't get a lot of play in the mainstream media, that version of the story.
Sure. I mean, the same people that are concocting these stories are the ones who are missing the real terrorists.
We're coming back with more with your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo, showed their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see those there. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. What if you found out that the best liberty-oriented activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Sean, you are the newest mover in the studio here. Mark and myself have been here now over 4 years. You're coming up on your one-year anniversary fairly shortly, right?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Well, congratulations in advance on that. And what are your reflections on your first year in New Hampshire?
It's been the best move I ever made in my life.
That's a big statement.
It is a big statement, but it's a true statement.
Why?
I've met a great group of people. This is absolutely the best chance I see to produce liberty in my lifetime, although that may be 40 years from now. It will get there. But
well, we're certainly going to get to some more liberty, and hopefully it'll be a whole lot more liberty, and I think that we're starting to see the beginning phases of what could be an amazing transition over time.
Great strides have been made already.
So freestateproject.org to get signed up and start making the plan to get up here to New Hampshire. Lots of great opportunities to come up and check the place out, including the upcoming Liberty Forum, which will be happening in late February of next year. We'll tell you more about that as we get more details. As soon as we can announce more, we'll let you know. In the meantime, to the phones and the fun, Jim is in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hey, hey there, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jim?
Yeah, first of all, before I begin, I'd just like to know if I could get permission to put my conversation here on my podcast.
No, you can put whatever you want from Free Talk Live wherever you want to put it.
Awesome. I know that from listening to the show in the past, but I do like to, just like to ask if the...
Yeah, don't bother asking. Yeah.
Okay. Awesomeness.
Yeah, just do whatever you need to do.
On my podcast, I just recorded the other day and uploaded yesterday, I put out a call to action for next year. I was watching Stossel a few weeks ago, and he was talking about he went through New York City and how people were not really quite sure of what a libertarian is, or that of, you know, the liberty mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, in a city the size of New York City, if you're having a hard time finding people that don't know what that is, then there's a serious problem there. And so what I decided on my own volition here is I'm calling for next year, 2011, to be a year of outreach and education, the likes of which the liberty community has never seen.
And how will you accomplish that?
Well, everybody to do whatever they can. I'm not doing it myself. I'm calling for everybody to do whatever they can to, you know, to tell at least, talk to at least five people and educate them on what it means to, you know, for to own yourself, what it means that taxation is theft. Keep it on the most basic of levels at the beginning. And then once people understand, see the light switch, you know, flip on, then go into the more detailed conversations. Takes each one to reach one. And I feel that we have an opportunity here, never before seen, you know, as far as I can tell, to where people are being more open to these kind of conversations.
I think that's a true statement. I think that a lot of people are ready to encounter the message of liberty on, you know, both Republicans and Democrats and people that are outside of the system, because if they've been paying attention, at least, they should have noticed that Barack Obama is essentially, you know, George Bush III, and that this guy's a bloodthirsty warmonger, too, and that he's a liar. And, like, a lot of the misconceptions or the common ideas about what a Republican versus a Democrat are, I think, have been broken down by their very own actions. And I think you're right. A lot of those people that, at least the ones that are paying attention, are ripe for the pickings as far as the liberty community is concerned. Add to that the fact that now, more so than ever, we have the best tools available to us. And by tools, I mean like books and radio programs and television. You mentioned Stossel. That's a pretty good show. I was really disappointed when he did this military puff piece. But besides that, he's got some pretty good stuff on his program. Penn & Teller's BS with on the Showtime Network is excellent. Great way to introduce people to the ideas of freedom if they like to watch rather than read. And if they like to read, there's all kinds of great books, including Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart and many more. And, of course, audio. You've got Free Talk Live and all the great shows over at the Liberty Radio Network. So right. Now is the time to really, I think you're right about that, and encouraging people to speak to their friends and their family. It helps. I think a lot of people already are, but it doesn't hurt to say, hey, get out there.
That's what scares me a little bit, though, is that, you know, when you're talking about things that, you know, look good, professional, and you know, things that are good at presenting the ideas of liberty, you're talking about one thing. I'm thinking off the top of my head of that little video, the ideas of liberty, the 6-minute, 7-minute thing.
Yeah, the philosophy of liberty.
Philosophy of liberty.
That's a great
video. It's great. But if you try to encapsulate that in a 2-minute conversation with a friend of yours at work, you're liable to do more harm than good, because the people that believe in liberty aren't necessarily great communicators of the ideas of liberty. And honestly,
well, that takes practice. You've got to get out and communicate.
Well, it doesn't only take practice, but it also takes relationships. And when you're in a work environment, you don't have 2 minutes to talk to these people. You drop a little bit here and there until you establish the rapport, and you can, you know, bring the topic full bloom, so to speak.
It takes training, is what the point I'm trying to make. And you need to practice. You need to go to theadvocates.org,
yes,
and check out their stuff. You know, to think that you're going to be...
Especially they got the essence of political persuasion.
Correct.
3 CD set there, and it's really cheap. Everybody should get it for the price they're offering.
Also a book version, The Elements of Libertarian Persuasion. Excuse me, The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. They turned that, what was originally a cassette CD set, into an excellent book, which I read recently, and I used to listen to the cassettes back in the day. And that's one of those things that you'll sit there and you'll listen to that, or you'll read that book, and you'll just beat yourself up because you've been so awful at communicating, because he points out so many bad things that we tend to do in our communications with others. But yeah, it absolutely takes training, as Mark suggested, and it takes practice as well. And you're going to mess up, and you're going to botch it up, and well, that just means you'll do it right hopefully next time. I mean, we learn from our mistakes, right? And if you don't get out and make mistakes, you're not going to learn.
No, that is true. You have to learn to walk, or learn to crawl before you can walk.
Yep, very good. Thanks for the suggestion tonight, Jim. Anything else you want to get out there?
Well, like I said, just... I would love if everybody who's listening to this show right now and any podcast that's out there just to double and triple their efforts over the next year. Because like I said, this is an opportunity we've not seen before, and I don't know if we'll ever really see it again. And you need to strike while the fire's hot.
Oh, I think we'll. I think it'll just keep getting better. I think that you're wrong about that particular point that we might not see this again. I think that the government can only continue. I think it's very unlikely the government can really gain a significant amount of its legitimacy back over time, because they just keep showing people their true colors. They show their hand and they show themselves as a violent, despicable organization. And over time, the more people that pay attention to that, the more likely they're going to.
I think there could be undulations in that growth. I mean, I think that movies can come out or incidents can happen, like say the 9/11 attacks,
sure,
that raise the credibility of the government.
Temporarily,
the government never had higher credibility than it did on September the 12th, 2001.
But you look at George Bush's approval ratings, and he fell back down after that, and then they spiked up with the Saddam Hussein, and they went down again, and there's a direction that it generally goes. So I see what you're saying, Mark, in that there could be some spikes in the popularity of the government. Certainly you're right about that. But I think the general trend is in our direction. But then again, I'm an optimist. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tom is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom,
hello?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
You are on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Just want to make sure you hear me. I don't have very good reception here. Anyway, I saw this ad in Spain that really got me thinking. Have you seen the ad to encourage voting in Spain? That
I've not. What's it like?
Huh?
What's it like? What's the ad?
All right. Well, you could look it up on YouTube. It's a woman who is simulating an orgasm with her ballot. She puts it inside the slot and then takes it out, puts it back in. I assume you can understand exactly.
Yeah.
What's going on? So anyway, now this ad I read united the left and right in Spain in outrage. They said it was an attack on the dignity of women. It was a horrible thing. Now that got me to thinking, isn't this the exact same thing that happens to men like all the time in the media? Haven't you ever seen like watch an episode of Friends?
I don't know. We'll come back and talk about it if you can. Hang on. We'll bring it back after the news and get into this discussion. 800-259-9231. Voting and orgasms?
Only in advertising.
More coming up. You take control. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.